Okay, so we can just go ahead and get started. So do you use social media?
Yes, I use Facebook and now Tumblr.
Okay. Yeah. So those are the only two that you
yes,
use?
Yes, it's the only two, yeah.
Okay, how often do you use Facebook?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, faithfully. At least hours in a day, I would probably say, if you add it all together, maybe three.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you use Facebook?
I use it from my cell phone. You mean, like, from my phone, or...?
Yeah, or do you use it to, like, communicate with, like, family members or friends? Yeah.
I communicate with mainly family members and friends because we're military, so we move a lot. So that's usually my only source to communicate, yeah.
Okay. What about Tumblr? How often do you use that?
Tumblr, at least maybe three times a week. Yeah, that's about it. Mainly for the classroom.
Okay, yeah. So, and how do you use it for the classroom?
To communicate, like when we have an assignment, I usually, you know, talk back to the students, you know, just to go back and forth on the project that we had, you know, just to talk about it, pretty much, that's it.
Okay, so, for the classroom, like, what are the type of assignments that you use Tumblr for?
For example, like we did the genre analysis and we had to reflect on how we felt about it. Did we understand it? Did we get the idea? I talked about that with different students back and forth. And also the lit review. I talked about that also back and forth with different students and we just communicated on how we felt. It was actually pretty fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing like some of the communications or some of the things that you guys discussed?
For example, like, if we had to say, like, how do we feel about it? Would we ever, you know, do it again? Is it important to our writing? People are pretty honest. I'm pretty honest about it. So, I mean, really, no. I probably would never write another one. But as far as being able to research, I think it's helped my research and being able to understand, you know, being able to communicate with different students. I think it's, you know, and her asking me those questions, I was able to kind of go into depth about how I felt about the different projects that we did. Yeah.
Do you use, so let's go, sorry, let's go back to Facebook. Have you used Facebook for classroom purposes?
No.
Okay.
No, hardly ever.
Okay. What about regarding Tumblr, do you use this type of social media when prompted by the instructor or do you use it on your own?
Mainly prompted by the instructor. Yeah, and sometimes, like, in my spare time, I'll just go in and see, you know, what it's about because I'm actually really new to it. I've never dealt with it before, so yeah, I'm new to it, but other than the classroom, that's it.
Okay. Okay, so let's take a look at your Tumblr. So I kind of just want to ask you a couple of things, like, you know, why did you decide to include some of the images that you did here?
Let's see, I think this is a friend's. This is one that I commented on. Yeah, this one isn't mine. Let's see. Yeah, I commented on these. These were mine. What's the value? I like humor. I like to have fun. So, you know, being able to express myself through humor, that's like one of the best things ever for me. So, that's the reason why I use a lot of those pictures.
So, why did you decide to use the images? Because, like, for this one, you just have an image here for this first one. Yeah. And then for the second one, like, what was the most challenging aspect of writing? You decided to use actual writing.
Yeah.
So why not an image? So you're going from image to written text to back to image with this third one. So
right. It depends usually. Like, if I see an image that pretty much goes with how I feel, I'll use it. But, like, I feel like I needed to, like, tell her, you know, through text on how I really felt, you know. Organizing it into a paper because it was, I just felt like she would get it better that way.
Okay. The other question, where did you get these images that you included here?
Giphy.com or Giphy.com, whichever way you say it, yeah.
Okay. Did you find any online? Like, what did you just go specifically to that webpage or?
Yeah, I went to the webpage and I would type in, like, for this one, like, what was the most rewarding aspect of the lit review? And I thought it was, like, receiving information. Mm-hmm. So, like, you type in receiving information and a picture, different gifts will come up. And I would choose whichever one fit. Yeah.
Okay. What about, or did you use Tumblr for your topic? Because I know one of your posts down here, what is the one of the first ones, your semester topic, feminism and pop culture. So how did you use Tumblr for your actual project for the class?
To be honest, I mainly used it just to pretty much for whatever assignment that she required us to do. I just went on and I answered the question. Just did what I needed to do to pass. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what about this survey here, the feminism and pop culture survey? Was that part of your research also?
Yes, it was part of my research. I used that actually. We created the surveys on SurveyMonkey and I sent it to the class, but it's not many people in our class, so I didn't get enough information. So then I actually copied the link and pasted it to my Facebook, you know, and I used it that way. And a lot of my friends were able to give me the information that I need. So I was able to do that, you know, successfully through Facebook, actually.
What about through Tumblr?
Tumblr? Not really. Not so much.
Okay.
Not so much.
Okay. So you did use Facebook for academic purposes. Okay, so what about the tags? Are you using, as far as Tumblr goes, are you using or how are you using the tags?
Well, like I said, I'm new to it, so, you know, just all the tags and stuff. So I just learned how to do it in class this semester, really, and I just went on from there. Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about your instructor using social media in the classroom?
I think it's fine. I think, you know, us being able to communicate, it's like, you know, she can get on our level because that's like a big thing right now, social media, you know. So I feel like her doing that helps us, like, communicate with each other, especially because, like, today a lot of people don't really talk, you know, in person. So having social media, you know, branches off to be able to communicate with people, I think it's pretty smart. Okay. Yeah.
How effective do you think Tumblr was in the classroom?
In the classroom, as far as socializing, I think it was more effective, mainly. Yeah. Not necessarily, like, academic, because, like, you don't really go on to see, you know, how people did their work. You just go on to see, you know, how they felt about it and stuff, mainly. So, yeah, socializing, and then you just, you know, relate to people that way. So, yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about Tumblr? So, I mean, the few times that you've used it.
It's different. It's something new. Like, I know they have, like, a lot of, it depends on, you know, what you're interested in. You know, you can always go on and just check on what people are saying about whatever you're interested in at the time. But I think it's pretty cool. Would I use it, like, in my, as a personal thing? Probably not. But, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I use social media, but I mainly, like, just use Facebook. I've never been, like, into Twitter and all that stuff because I just don't have that much free time, to be honest. Yeah, I have a baby and, you know, marriage, so, and a lot of schoolwork, so.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much all I have.